From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. If you walk through downtown Petoskey, you might notice some old advertising murals on the sides of a few buildings. One of them is on the Coburn Building on Mitchell Street. It's a weathered patchwork of ads for companies that used to occupy the building, like H.A. Easton Hardware and Cook Electric Company. The mural had almost entirely faded away until a local artist decided to restore it. IPR contributor Matt Mikus interviewed Abby Kent about how she preserved the generations of signs that appeared on the building with the help of a family looking to honor their late father.
My name is Abby Kent. I'm originally from Michigan, Detroit area, have lived all over the country, the UP, Traverse City. I specialize in site-specific murals that will speak to the community, something that can illustrate the spirit of the area.
What drew you to the signs that are on East Mitchell Street?
The most powerful draw was that I couldn't read what they were. I wanted to see what had been there. I've always loved old signs. This one was so degraded that it was becoming invisible.
What did you learn about the building itself during this project?
The building had been built in 1893. It was the Coburn Building. It housed a number of different stores and businesses. It still houses multiple businesses. It's a lovely building, but it housed a number of businesses that provided for people throughout the century that it was here. Through the jobs that they held, it provided food for their families. So I do hope that that encourages people to look at those signs and wonder what was there, perhaps visit the museum and understand that a lot of people have made their lives here.
It's a really fascinating look because of the way that it kind of blends together. Can you kind of describe that to people if they haven't gotten a chance to see it?
We tried to respect all the businesses that had been housed in this building. So we did a multiple exposure effect by using transparencies and layers of glazed paint and color. The hope of the city was to maintain the historical look. They wanted to maintain an aged and older look, since the last sign had been painted in around 1939 was the date that we saw on the wall. It took a lot of time to find where specific letters were, because there may have been only one little chip of color left in a grout line or a mortar line. It was fun. It was kind of an experiment to see what we could find and what we couldn't.
So it was really like a faded clue as to what was there, not so much like an exact replica.
Right. The paint had peeled. The paint had chipped, but it left behind kind of a stain or an outline or ghost. It's essentially what it is. It's a ghost sign. You have to tease it back out into reality.
This is a project that you've been working on for a number of years. Tell me a little bit about the history of when you started and the hiccups along the way.
I relocated to the area 4 years ago, and the sign had always drawn to me. I decided I was going to see what kind of community I could rally around it. I approached the building owner. He was very enthusiastic about it. He wanted to add more. Then we went to City Planning Commission. Finally, you know, everything was in a row, and I launched a Kickstarter campaign. That was not successful. I was able to raise about a third of the money necessary, but it never panned out.
You had never met the Redder family before?
Never had. It was a total stranger approaching me on the phone asking about doing a restoration. Their father had passed away, and he loved Petoskey, and they wanted to honor him in a way that gave back to the city. They originally had been interested in the normal business college sign. When I started to explain the challenges in permissions and allowances and agreements to be able to access that roof, they started to understand that it was a more daunting project than they realized. So we walked around the corner. They had already seen the normal business college sign and its condition. And when they saw the H.E. Easton sign, they realized that it would soon be gone.
I know you mentioned the challenges of the normal and business college sign that's just a block over,
right,
pretty much.
Right.
But would you want to do that one too?
I would love to. It'd be a great project. In fact, when I was explaining to people that I was hoping to restore this first sign, they immediately said, oh, the Normal Business College, because they were unaware of the other sign. A lot of people had never seen it, so now I hope they do. But I would love to work on that project. The Redders are very enthusiastic about it. They hope that this sign gets more people involved and interested, if anybody would like to be a part of that restoration. It's definitely on the table.
Turmoil and Tinfoil. That's the title track of Billy String's latest album, which was released today. Last month, Billy was featured in Rolling Stone magazine as one of 10 new country artists that you should know. I caught up with Billy, who was touring in Baltimore earlier this week, and asked him what it feels like getting that sort of recognition.
I don't know. What any of this feels crazy, man. I mean, whether it's Rolling Stone or, you know, some fella on the street, I'm just grateful to be able to have this opportunity to share my art with the world. And, you know, the fact that people are getting behind me and supporting me, is I'm just grateful. That's all I can say, man. I can't believe it. This is what I've wanted to do since I was a child. And, you know, y'all make me the luckiest person on earth.
Although no show has officially been announced yet, Billy says he'll be back in Northern Michigan in late November. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for listening.
Through the turmoil in the tin foil.